Emergency Solutions.
Did you know there was a man hunting Bin Laden? Well, there's a lot of us that would like to hunt down, gun down, and slay the SOB. But there is a guy who really is chasing Bin Laden. Now they're saying he's mentally ill. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'll dive into that story. Fair or foul, Orrin Hatch wants welfare recipients to be drug tested. In odds and ends, 10,000 and an iPad. What do they have in common? Well, I'm going to tell you. But right from the get-go, you know what? It was all about British Petroleum. One more time, brother. We're almost up to 60 days for that oil spill. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're zigging and zagging all over the coastlines, to the left, to the right, and those places in between. So let's do it. Let's talk about BP. This was what was interesting. Just after the president addressed the nation in a 15-and-a-half minute monologue, if you will, about BP, calling them reckless and talking a little bit about the energy in the future for the United States. Well, British Petroleum decided that they were going to step up to the plate. They agreed to spend some money and put it in a spill fund, and they also decided to ice dividends. How about that? Here's what President Obama promised the nation.
I'm pleased to announce that BP has agreed to set aside $20 billion to pay claims for damages resulting from this spill.
All right, so $20 billion, that's in that fund. Remember the fund where there's going to be the third party who dishes it out to people who make a living fishing or shrimping or in the hotel business, restaurant business, catering business, anybody that can prove that they've been affected by the spill. And I'll throw this in, too. This is the real surprise here. There was all this conversation about what about the other oil workers? What about everybody who's iced out because of the moratorium on deep water drilling? And I think this is a big deal. BP says they will pay the oil workers who don't have work because of what's happened as a result of their spill. I am so surprised by that, because I really didn't believe that they would go in that direction. But I guess fearing bankruptcy, fearing the stock that bounced back the other day would drop through the floor, you know, they decided that that would probably be the best route to go. See, at least they sit down with public relations people. All right, speaking of sitting down, here's the one mistake that was made. Let's see if you can pick it up. The chairman of BP, Carl Heinrich Svanberg, here's what he had to say about being aware of the image and, of course, very concerned about people.
I hear comments sometimes that large oil companies are greedy companies or don't care. But that is not the case in BP. We care about the small people.
All right. Did you catch what he said? Donovan, can we re-rack that and play that one more time?
I hear comments sometimes that large oil companies are greedy companies or don't care. But that is not the case in BP. We care about the small people.
All right, you heard what he said. We care about the small people. So the PR spin was going in their direction until he got to those remarks. And I'm sure other people, I'm starting to look around and I'm seeing that other people were picking out the small people remark that infuriated a few, because he's talking about the people that I just mentioned, the people making their living on the Gulf Coast, and a lot of them are fuming over that. Yeah, small people is not a good word to use. As I said on our blog for America Tonight, if you go to americatonight.net, the last time you heard small people, little people, it was Leona Helmsley, who was talking about the people who worked for her and how they were the little people, and that did not go over at all and stuck with her for the rest of her days, as you know. So in this case, it's already been spun off, I guess, on T-shirts, and you heard what he said. I hear comments that large oil companies are greedy or we don't care, but that's not the case with BP. We care about the small people. So now it's kind of adding insult to injury. It's always about the, it's It's always about how you phrase things. It's always about the vernacular. We're not small people, is what the people in New Orleans are saying. We're human beings. They're no greater than us, and we're not going to bow down to them. We don't pray to them, some of the comments that I've heard on some of the blogs and whatnot. So now, is there a concern about being nickeled and dimed? So you say $20 billion to me, you set up a fund, you have a third party who administers it. So if I am in a business that's affected by it, I turn that in, I fill out the affidavit, and I get my check. At least that's what I'm hoping. I don't want to be nickeled and dime. I want to get my money. So is that what's going to happen? He was trying to appear sympathetic, but it backfired with that one comment, because that's the comment that people are taking out of this. I took out of it, besides that, which I already mentioned, the $20 billion, okay, set up the fund, but the fact the people who make their living in the oil business, you know, how many times have I said that on American Sight almost right away, that the first thing I thought of was, oh, my God, all these other people are also going to be knocked down. So I'm Joe Blow working my rear end off on some platform for Exxon, and I've got four kids back at home, and I'm, you know, sending back the money, coming back when I can, when the work's over, whatever. And I'm done. I'm iced. And it's all because of British Petroleum, not my company. It's because of them. And the sloppiness and the crappy design and the fact that they can't plug the hole. So now I'm breathing a little bit easier, because guess what? It's been a while and I need my cash. I got to have some cash. So I give him a thumbs up for that and a huge thumbs down, a big fat boo, as a matter of fact. Yeah, for blowing it, Carl. You need to hire me to write your stuff. That's ridiculous. Even if I fumble and jumble the words a bunch of times, that would never happen. Whoever is the person who put this together for him, what a dumb thing. The small people, ooh, that's what's taken out of it. Now, there is another side to this. The governor of Mississippi, Haley Barbour, is saying he thinks this is a bad idea. And the reason he thinks it's bad is you look at the money on the surface and say, great, there's a fund, there's a third party. Ooh, that looks good. Okay, I'm feeling pretty good about this. Ooh, the other guys are going to get paid, and they're going to pay for all the cleanup still, and we're working on this well. And all right, now I feel like I can breathe a little bit. But what he's saying is they're not going to pay dividends to all the stockholders, and that's part of the attractiveness of the BP stock. BP did lose a lot of its value. If there is any chance at all that BP goes under, well, then nobody's going to get any of this money. Maybe some of the money that's being doled out, but the bigger stuff that would come down the line, they're not going to get. So what Barbour is saying is he wants, if anything, he wants British Petroleum to be working for the stockholder and to be out there doing what they normally do, because he thinks that what will happen is the money won't be there. The escrow is bad business. And maybe he has a point. Maybe he has a point. It could be a little bit like gambling. Okay, so down the line, we got that. Barbara's saying BP needs to use its money to drill oil wells and produce revenue. They got no revenue. They're not going to pay for the losses. You can chime in, 800-259-5791.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine flame-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
That easy, my friends. So we dove into BP at the top. I told you that the Mississippi governor immediately said, whoa, boy, they got to be making some money. I don't know about this escrow deal. Explain it to me. That's what he said. He kind of did his, I call them barbarisms, where he talked about escrow and what does that all mean? And ultimately, what will it mean as far as the dough getting into the right hands? Because if BP isn't producing, then how are they going to be able to pay all the money they need with the cleanup and all that sort of stuff? Are they going to be writing IOUs like California is? Let me tell you, those IOUs that were issued months and months ago are still floating around, by the way, out there. Okay, a couple of other things that are shaking in the bushes out and about the states. Besides, obviously, the big thing and the big buzz, the oil and the oil crisis and how far is the oil going and how many gallons. It's the same conversation we've been having since day one, and we're almost 60 days into this. Is the president doing enough? What did you think of what he said from the Oval Office? Wow, here it is a day later. What about now what BP is doing? Is this enough? Are people going to go to the Gulf Coast and still go to the beaches, the ones that have not been hit by the oil spill so far? Well, my advice, if you know your favorite beach hasn't been hit, you better get there quickly. You know, suddenly change your vacation order. Well, we were going to go in August, but we want to beat the oil. So we know that the oil is, by the Coast Guard's calculations, probably 300 miles away because we're 300 plus miles, because we're all the way in Miami is where we're going to stay. So can we leave earlier? Please, please. All right, I talked about the Bin Laden hunter. I briefly mentioned it, but I didn't really give you too many details about it. And, you know, I say all the time on this show, because especially to me, and I know all of you feel the same way. I mean, everyone does. I don't care if you were living in Poughkeepsie, living in Iowa, you were out in California, wherever. It affected every single one of us, and it has touched every single one of our lives, and I'm talking about 9/11. But the further you get away from it, and the more that you live out of the circle of New York or Washington, and you don't have family that was in the plane that went down in Shanksville, I mean, let's face it, we're living in the moment. We're living with what's in front of us. And in one of our great affiliates in Vermont, Charlie and Ernie do just a tremendous job in bringing it up every single day on their morning show at WVMT. And it's just, I mean, I have to just tip my cap to them for doing what they do, just to keep it out there. So now you got this Bin Laden hunter, right? He's from California, 52-year-old guy. He had a pistol, a sword, and night vision equipment. And he's a construction worker. So he's been stopped in Pakistan. And what they're saying is, look, he really, truly was on this solo mission to kill Osama bin Laden. And we had a doctor look at him. And they're saying he's not right. The Pakistani government is saying the guy's not right. And his relatives say, look, he's got kidney problems. He needed dialysis. So he felt so strongly about it, he said, screw it, I'm just going to go off and do this. His name is Gary Brooks Faulkner. And all the things I mentioned, he was carrying it. He was by himself. And he was stopped, of course, when he, you know, they found him with everything, all the paraphernalia that he had. And he said that he was on a mission to capture or kill Osama bin Laden. And his friends and family keep trying to stick up for him because they're scared to death. Well, what's going to happen now? That he's just a good guy. He's a Christian guy, a devout Christian guy. And he's been to Pakistan 5 times. Now, he has an arrest record. He served time, actually, in a prison in Colorado. And he now has been assigned a police guard, which is what they normally do, I guess, for foreigners that are in very remote parts of Pakistan, because frankly, especially as an American, how safe would that be? But when he checked out without telling the police, they started to look for him. And then they found him in a forest on Sunday. And they just burst out laughing when the officers, the Pakistani officers, came across him, because he said he wants to kill Osama bin Laden. And he had, you know, those night vision goggles on. And he said he was trying to cross into Afghanistan. And that's where he believed bin Laden was probably going to be, along the mountainous border area between Pakistan and Afghanistan that we always talk about. That's what's floating out there. I think he could be kicking up a seal somewhere in Saudi Arabia, but okay, we'll play along. He could be in the mountain areas. We don't know, right? That was the last time, supposedly, he was spotted, but that was a while ago, a long time ago. And the Pakistani military and intelligence people, you know, generally are denying that. They're denying that he's hiding along that border, even though Western intelligence keeps putting that out there. Keep saying that that's where he is. But you got to think, what the guy has serious cojones, or is he seriously crazy, or God bless him for, like, taking that message out there and putting it out there again? Because he is getting some headlines. I don't know if that necessarily was the intention, but it brings up the Osama bin Laden thing. Again, why can't we catch him? What's the latest? What's your theory in hunting bin Laden? Is he dead? Is he hiding out somewhere else? Is there any way in our lifetimes we will ever know the answer to this question? I mean, it would almost be laughable, except for the fact that so many people died, as so many Americans lost their lives as a result of bin Laden and his ugly nonsense. And ultimately, the big slap he took against the Western world. You know, 3,000 dead souls prove it out. And I don't care these many years later what family members would say, and I hope they have. A lot of them have remarried, moved on, had children, all that sort of stuff, which is great. But somewhere deep in a little piece of their soul, this still is something that haunts them. Of course, it would have to do that. It would have to do that to you. So we've heard the take that bin Laden had kidney problems, that he was dead, and he's just being, it's just a myth that he's really alive and he recorded things before. But see, then the CIA says, no, this is, whenever there's a recording release, no, that this couldn't be something that, because of the reference to current events, it couldn't have been something that was taped previously. So every time that gets thrown out there, I have to go with the CIA and believe there's a reason why it's weaved in there. And I don't know that with all the great technology there is, and Al Jazeera doesn't have great technology, that they're not weaving this in. There's no way to do that. And we know that right now, what's the government offered? I read somewhere 25 million, but I thought it was 50 million for any information that would lead to capturing bin Laden. And you know, there's some people, there's got to be enough people who really know where he is. I don't care if it's a circle of, you know, 10 people. There are people who know where bin Laden is. It just shows you the loyalty. They're not, they being probably soldiers of bin Laden's, are not going to turn over any information, because what is money to them? They don't care about money. They're fanatical. They're radicalized. They care ultimately about the cause. And it just, this is just another proof that, forget about it if you think someone's going to flip on bin Laden. All right, for something completely different. So who knows? Is he crazy? Is he feel like I have to go on dialysis and I'm just going to go out with a bang and I don't care because I feel like I don't have anything to lose? But I think the one thing he did is, let's just bring it up again. That let's get the uptick on this, and I guarantee we'll start to hear things again maybe in a couple weeks from Eric Holder, that they're still in a process of trying to gather information, and who knows what they could obtain as to the whereabouts of bin Laden or whatever. Coming up next, for something, like I said, completely different on America Tonight. You know, Bush was talking about this. I'm sure Obama, same thing, the need for math and science and technology and more kids to go into that, and especially girls, because it's always thought of as more male engineering, even though there are plenty of women that do it, and a lot of the science fields. Well, there's a great program that's started in Texas, and now some other states are looking at doing the same thing, and it's all about getting girls involved in science and all the technologies, and even teaching them about this oil spill and the birds and what the oil spill means and all that. Stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486, or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Cable 80, Coast to Coast, and all those places in between. Tamara Hudgens joins us now. She's the executive director of something called Girl Start. I love the idea of this. It's been around for over a decade, and it's a nonprofit that was actually formed to, you know, give girls that boost, kind of empower, my best is the best way to say it, to excel in a lot of those areas we're talking about, math, science, and technology. So now we've got this oil spill going on in the Gulf, and what a better example than to dive into that and what the girls can learn from that. So as I said, founded over a decade ago, and I hope it takes off in other areas. I think it's just a great thing for the girls across the country to get involved in, and there's so many that have an interest in math and science and technology and point them in the right direction. But the person who knows all about that is being ushered in from our virtual green room right now. Tomorrow, thanks for popping on ATN.
Thank you.
So dive a little deeper for me. I kind of gave the thumbnail sketch, but what was the idea behind Girl Start? How did this all formulate?
Well, we were founded to empower and equip girls in science, technology, engineering, and math. We're one of a very few number of organizations across the nation whose sole mission, a standalone organization, whose sole mission is dedicated to STEM education for girls. And we just do that wherever we can, which is in schools, out of schools, during the school day, out of the school day, so that we can encourage girls to not only enjoy STEM, but also to consider STEM majors and careers.
Ooh, and how do you pick the girls, or how do the girls get involved? Does the teacher have to recommend them, or do they just have to be interested in some of the areas we just talked about?
Well, some of the girls engage with us with our after-school programs, and so we're in a number of schools around Central Texas. But with regard to our summer camp program, they connect with us either because they hear about Girl Start or their teacher or their principal or someone encourages them to come. And so we have 8 weeks of summer camp at Girl Start. It's a week-long day camp at Girl Start, which is 40 hours of intensive STEM fun, I must say. And we're also doing 4 weeks this year in Killeen, which is near Fort Hood, and also in College Station.
Okay, so in explaining that, and I mentioned this right at the top, of course, as you can imagine on America Tonight and everywhere else, everybody's talking about the oil spill and the repercussions and on the environment and the measuring the oil, and there's so many different aspects of this. What are you teaching the girls as far as the oil spill is concerned?
Well, firstly, we're engaging with the notion of the oil spill in a couple of ways. Last week, we had a designer paradise camp, which was a fancy way of saying an engineering camp, where we had girls programming robots using an application on the computer. And when they used their robots, we set up a little obstacle course, a little mission-based obstacle course, where girls were able to save the pelican or get the pelican to find its parent. But this week, our theme for summer camp, and anyone can look at all of our summer camps at girlstart.org, but this week is Dive In. And so we are specifically concerned with marine biology. And girls who attend Girl Start summer camp are designing and developing and building their own game using an application called Agent Sheets. And so they are building their own, and this is on the computer, they're doing it all themselves, they're building their own balanced virtual ecosystem with fish and sharks and other stuff. And after the girls get to the point of building a balanced ecosystem where there's the right amount of sharks to the right amount of fish, then we introduce the oil spill. And we encourage girls to ask questions that are really related to real life. Okay, so you've got a wonderful environment where everything's in harmony, and then something happens. What do you do? And so we have encouraged girls to consider what happens when these little strange foibles happen. It encourages them to think about real-world problems, which is the fun of science.
Right, and which, actually, who knows, one of your girls could come up with the ultimate junk shot. Is what we've been talking about. How do you plug the leak? And even though things look pretty close, you're encouraging them as potential engineers, scientists, et cetera, to think outside of the box, to think of, well, what do you do? And have you, and already with them creating the ecosystems, et cetera, you're probably getting a lot of questions. It's got to be interesting. It's got to be fascinating for them.
We are getting a lot of questions, and we are also, during the course of this camp, talking to marine biologists. We talked to colleagues of Dr. Sylvia Earles at Mission Blue, and we have also talked to people who care about, did you know there's a coral reef about 100 miles off the coast of Louisiana and Texas? And so we've been talking to them not so much about the oil spill, but really about the ways that marine biologists solve real-world problems to help keep the environment safe. We are trying to do this in a neutral and open environment, so we're not really, you know, talking about the complicated issues.
Sure.
But we are really trying to encourage girls to be excited about this. And I have to say that, when given a fun real-world problem, it's really exciting to do. And so we've seen our girls really dive into, no pun intended, all of this work, and the results are really incredible. Some of the girls have developed, because of this application that we're using, Agent Sheets. They have been able to add other things into their simulation, like pelicans or other types of marine. And so
right.
That has changed the simulation, too.
Yeah. Have you found this organization was founded back in 97 in Austin, Texas. And I'm imagining that some of these girls may have gone on to careers or gone through college on a curriculum of math or science. Have you had any graduates of the program come back and, you know, tell you where what they've done?
Well, we do have alumna that are actually working this summer at Girl Start. We have primarily focused on the elementary level, with the exception of a recent project that concluded last fall. So we're mostly hearing of these girls kind of getting into high school, making sure they take electives, and then consider higher education. But of our recent graduates of our Project IT Girl activity, we have the very wonderful news that 87% of these girls are enrolled at a four-year university, and 80% of them are pursuing STEM majors and STEM careers. So, yes, Girl Starts programs, while they are fun, are also very specifically oriented towards achievement and future careers.
Yeah, no kidding. And have you seen this grown by leaps and bounds? I mean, I can imagine in 97 it's an idea and the conversation turns to, geez, how do we, you know, that there's girls interested in this? How do you get them motivated more toward this? Because there were statistics out about women, which I easily could shoot some of them down, but statistics out that women weren't as good at math and science, et cetera. So then you start this program. It's encouraging. There's definitely some that have the direction to go towards STEM, as you say. But have you seen, you know, as you started this, have you seen it really grow?
Absolutely. And that's why we do programs during, outside of the school day, at Girl Start and at schools, because the many ways that we can make our programs relevant, the many ways that we can get girls to engage in STEM. We hope to bring our summer camp model as far and wide as communities in America would actually have us. We are right now planning to see how we can roll out our summer camp, firstly throughout Texas, but then throughout other communities in America. We're firstly testing them in rural communities to ensure that the quality of the programs, you know, sustain in different types of environments. But we're getting calls from all over, and it's gratifying, and it's also an important responsibility to realize that the work that we do, again, while it's really fun, it is also very important. And so we are trying to really be serious about the fun work that we do, which is, it's fabulous.
And you try to bring in, it sounds like you were mentioning about the marine biologists, you try to bring in professionals, obviously, to also talk to them.
All the time. Every Girl Start program is directly connected with a STEM career. And as often as possible, which in the case of summer camp is every day, is connecting with a woman who is working in a STEM profession. So we directly model not only the fun that girls can have while they are engaging in STEM activities, but then we connect that with an actual female professional working in a STEM career who has something to share about that journey with the girls that are participating in Girl Start programs, and that is a wonderful thing.
Tomorrow, was this your direction? Were you interested in this? Or were you interested in helping the girls?
Well, actually, it's funny. My dad's an engineer. My dad's dad's an engineer. My dad's brothers are engineers, and I think that his grandfather was an engineer. And I'm an art historian by training. He will probably kill me, but I was never really encouraged to get into the sciences. And so I got into the arts because it was something that seemed to be more accessible. So for me, I see the problem of STEM as personal. I see it as something that families talk about, you know, is my child smart enough to get into STEM? Of course they are. But it's also something that we all see in the workplace. We have friends, peers, colleagues who might be interested in STEM but maybe didn't have that encouragement. It's local, has to do with workforce, and it's also global. As you know, if you encourage a woman to be strong and to take charge of her world and to encourage her to author the culture of her time, then she will be able to move mountains. And so for me, it's very important to say, hey, we have this amazing opportunity. Girl Starts programs are absolutely solid, and my role is to ensure that we can sustain them and grow them as possible.
And a lot of what fuels this is because it's like a nonprofit, as I said, donations and stuff.
Absolutely. We do a lot of development work because, for example, with regard to the summer camp that I was talking about, the summer camps that happen at Girl Start, more than a third of those girls are attending on scholarship. The programs that we're doing in Killeen are totally underwritten by a state agency, so none of the girls that are participating in those camps will be paying for anything. And we really spend a lot of our time, as we do developing wonderful STEM programs, finding ways to support those STEM programs, because we know that they're important not only for girls, but they're important for the local and regional workforce.
Boy, those are true words for sure. Check it out. It's girlstart.org. We'll be back with more.
Stretch that dollar.
A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's doobleshoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Karo Stove. Karo Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Karo Stove for family emergency solutions.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Alright, it's time for odds and ends, and it has nothing to do with STEM, science, or technology, or any of that. I was terrible at all of it. And probably it was because there wasn't a lot of opportunities for girls. I didn't think about it. And maybe it's because I could never get any of my science projects to work correctly, but I think some of you guys can relate to that too. Did you make the volcano when you were in fifth grade and you had to have it explode? How about you, Donovan? You might have done this. I bet you were good at it. You probably had some incredible experiment that you had on display, and you won first place for your little science project, right?
As I recall, I took a blue ribbon at the science fair every year.
Well, do you remember any of the things you created?
I built my own telescope.
You're kidding, really? Wow.
Well, I didn't, like, grind the lenses or anything. I bought lenses and built a telescope, but yeah.
Touche, that's still pretty good. So you obviously were excited about that.
I was really big into astronomy. I'm still really big into astronomy.
See, now I'm big into astronomy, but people build it for me, and I look at it, and then I'm looking for what I see out there and somebody to tell me what I'm looking at. So you're probably further down the path than me, and you've probably read a few more books than I have, but I am interested in the stars and the planets as well. So how about that, Donovan? I knew it. I knew he had a ribbon. He seemed like that kind of guy. I like science, but I wouldn't say it was my best subject. Probably history was my favorite subject and my best subject. Odds and ends, that's what we're talking about here. How about a last supper? You know, we always talk about that. What if you were going to get executed or you had one last meal? What would it be? Bees killing a man, a sad story there. 10,000 and an iPad, what do the two of the things have in common? I was talking about that at the top of the show when I laid out the little menu for you. And last but not least, Orrin Hatch wants to drug test welfare recipients. All right, first, everybody can relate to this, right? You know how it's like one of those if questions. If you had one more meal, what would it be? Well, a Utah death row inmate who will become only the third person to die by firing squad in the U.S. in 33 years appealed to the Supreme Court on Wednesday, seeking a last-minute stay of execution. It's Ronnie Lee Gardner, and his lawyers are the ones, obviously, that filed what's expected to be a bunch of appeals. He's scheduled to be put to death on Friday for the shooting death of attorney Michael Burdell during a botched escape attempt from custody. That was back in 85 in Salt Lake City at a courthouse. That's where that happened. So among the claims that he's saying, he's been a death row inmate for too long. He's saying after 25 years on death row, it's not right. It violates the Eighth Amendment. Most of the people that I know in the law profession believe that he's not going to get a stay and that he, in fact, will be executed. But here's the interesting thing. What will the last meal be? And the last meal would be steak, lobster, and vanilla ice cream, because that's what they do. Prior to the last meal, they tell you what it is in anticipation of the execution. So that's what the dinner would be. The surf and turf, if you will, and a little vanilla ice cream. Ooh, boy, that would be it would be a weird feeling, wouldn't it, to know you're about to die, and so here's your last meal. And I have to say, though, I do not feel sorry for this man, because he gunned down an innocent man, and certainly his relatives were left scratching their head and saying they couldn't believe it. He just, the lawyer happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Speaking of that, this is another weird story, too, from Odds and Ends. A 55-year-old man in California went into cardiac arrest. He actually died. You know how many times he was stung? 500 times by bees. He was clearing brush from a property, and he was operating a backhoe. Then the bees, I mean, he just, you know, he hit the bees and they came after him. That, I've heard about bee stings and crazy things happening. I guess he ran about 200 yards to try to get away, and they found, you know, firefighters found the guy in full cardiac arrest. They started CPR, they took him to the hospital, but it was too late, he was dead. So the bee stings, they believe the toxins from the bee stings caused that to happen. Ooh. You know, and I've never, ever, and I said this to someone the other day, I've never been stung by a bee that I can remember. I've never been stung by a bee, so I have no clue if I would swell up or would be allergic or any of that kind of stuff. Somebody, I know what it was. Somebody I know was going to turn on a pool sweep and didn't know that there was the bee there and accidentally hit the bee, and the bee stung him, and his hand was swollen, kind of like a balloon. And I said, I've never been stung by a bee, not that I can think of, ever, ever, ever. All right, it's Orrin Hatch who says the jobless extension, you know, the benefits are starting to work its way through Congress, and he's trying to throw in the controversial condition, to say the least, that recipients have to pass this drug test before they get their money. And the reason Hatch is saying that is because he says too many of the people that are on the dole, if you will, are taking the money and they're buying drugs with it. They're just using it to supply their habit. So he doesn't want that to happen. When of course we are bleeding to death with all the money that's going out instead of coming in, what we're leaving, the legacy to the kids behind, is ridiculous. But anyway, more than anything, Hatch is focused not so much on that, but focused on this dependency to drugs. And also he says that federal assistance simply enables the addiction, and that's, you know, that's the problem. So Senator Hatch was talking to a group in Salt Lake City and said that he's throwing that amendment in, and it would apply to anybody actually that was seeking welfare. So there's where your controversy really kicks in, because a lot of people that are in welfare certainly aren't doing drugs or aren't addicted to drugs, but they're lumped in with everybody else. So that means all of them would have to be tested for drugs. That's a good, fair, or foul. Do you think he's right, or do you think he's wrong? I'm going to say, if you're dependent on the state, whether by choice or force or whatever, then, you know, you are at the whims of what the legalities of it all are. And I'm really weird about drug testing, because I don't like drug testing in the workplace. I don't think it's fair. I think crazy things have happened to people as a result of it. So I'm not for drug testing in jobs, although I know a lot of people that have been drug tested. I think I even was drug tested one time. Everybody was drug tested at a place that I worked, a television company, I think. But I know I wasn't thrilled about it, and I know somebody got pinched who couldn't be more squeaky clean. And the reason why, there was something to do with Tylenol or something they were taking that showed up weird. You've heard of those kind of stories, right? Anyway, so are you on the fence about the welfare thing? Is Hatch right on the money? Or do you think it's ridiculous and drug testing of any kind should be thrown out? You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. I'm going to say that normally I'd be against drug testing, but in this case, if you're going to take the money and them's the rules and it weeds out the people who are just using it over and over again for drug money, then go for it. How about this? You ever had a boss that gave you 10 grand and then some huge piece of technology, something brand spanking new? Oprah Winfrey, she is the queen of gifts. She's all about the giveaways. But this time she did it to her staff at the magazine. Each person who worked there, meaning if you were in the mailroom or if you were an assistant to an assistant to an assistant, you know, magazines have pretty decent sized staff, $10,000 and an iPad. And she said it was just a thank you, that a thank you to all the people behind her. Wow. So while BP says the chairman says he understands about the little people, Oprah actually rewards the little people around her anyway. So I said this, if you go to americatonight.net on the blog, I said, hey, no matter what you think about the woman, you gotta say she does know how to give a gift, and she certainly treats her staff well. Boy, that turns up the heat on other people. You think of bosses and gifts. What's the best gift you ever got? I think the best thing I got was, there was a guy I worked for when I worked in television as a reporter, anchor woman at a place called KTSM in El Paso, right there in that lovely border with Juarez. I've talked about it before. And the guy who owned the station was terrific. He gave us all 2 months' salary for a Christmas bonus. So we got, you know, 2 months at Christmas. You got a pretty chunky check no matter what you were making. It was great to get that extra cash. And he said it was his way to say thanks for a job well done. Can't beat that with a stick, huh? All right, click on our features section, the blunder of the day, and check out the matador who left the ring. Ooh, americatonight.net.